and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Colorado, the number of people injured in the Boulder firebombing attack at a Jewish rally has gone up.
Now up to 15 plus a dog as well. The age is now 25 to 88 years old. Most of them are minor injuries. Two are critically injured. They are still getting treatment for burns that they received in this, but...
ABC's Alex Stone. Suspect Mohammed Solomon will be back in court tomorrow to face additional charges. Federal prosecutors in California announcing the arrest they say is linked to the Palm Springs fertility clinic car bombing last month. Daniel Park of Washington State is accused of providing material support, including chemicals, federal prosecutors say, to a terrorist. The primary suspect, Guy Bartkus, died in the blast. President Trump in a social media post says he spoke briefly with Russia's President Vladimir Putin today and says the Russian leader signaled he'll have to respond to Ukraine's recent strikes on Russian military airfields. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Democratic state lawmakers are reintroducing gun control legislation after Republican lawmakers on the Joint Committee on Finance removed the measures from Governor Tony Evers' biennial budget proposal. The legislation is currently being circulated for co-sponsorship and included measures to expand background checks, institute red flag laws, and create a mandatory 48-hour waiting period to purchase a handgun. Democratic lawmakers say the proposal is meant to save lives, while Assembly Speaker Robin Voss referred to it as overreaching restrictions. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials are sharing safety tips for residents as Canadian wildfires cause air quality issues across the state. Residents are reminded to stay inside as often as they can to limit their exposure, especially if they fall into a sensitive group like children, the elderly, or people with respiratory issues. If you do need to go outside, you should keep an eye on any shortness of breath or coughing. Residents who have respiratory issues like asthma could also consider using their inhaler before heading out. The City of Rice Lake's oil recycling station on Allen Street officially closed on Tuesday after 45 years of operation. City officials say they made the decision to close the site because they were unable to continuously monitor it after it moved to Allen Street. Residents from outside Barron County often used the oil recycling station, but also often spilled some of their oil or deposited chemicals they should not have been depositing. Area residents who need to recycle their oil should now do so at the County Waste Oil and Antifreeze Collection Facility in Barron. Health officials say two new cases of measles have been confirmed near the Minnesota and Wisconsin border. According to the Minnesota Department of Health, the cases are unrelated to each other but raise concerns about potential exposure in the area. One case originated in Washington County near the state border, and health officials say that individual was likely exposed on a domestic flight. The other case involved a child at the Mall of America, and health officials are warning anyone who is at the mall on May 24th to look out for possible symptoms. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Reds wrapping up their three-game series today. Last night, Cincinnati winning 4-2, ending the Brewers' eight-game winning streak. Pat Murphy said the crew needed more than just a couple of hits from Christian Yelich and a solo home run shot by Sal Frelick.
Everybody's got to contribute, and we had some holes in there tonight. We only mustered up five hits or whatever we did, and that's not enough, especially when you only drew two walks, I think. You know, you got to do something else to create offense. Credit to their pitching staff, to Hunter Green and their bullpen, and great play by Friedel at the end of the game to change the game. You play to the last pitch, and you know he made the play.
NFL OTAs, the Packers' Kenny Clark revealing he had surgery in January after playing all last season with a broken toe.
I heard it in the Brazil game.
What was the surgery? Did you have a screw put in?
Nah, I had like a bunion, bone spurs. Yeah.
That's defensive end Kenny Clark with sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are going to have a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke in the air into this afternoon, but it's actually going to get better here later today and into later this week. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 52 tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll be joined by Congressman Mark Pocan. We'll see how the big, beautiful bill has been more like a truly terrible train wreck and get more updates.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. So yesterday there was a special election in South Carolina, as I recall. And I'm trying to get to it. I had it up a little earlier here on my on Blue Sky. But apparently a lot of stuff has happened in the intervening hours or two. But anyhow, the Democratic candidate won by over 40 points. Another sign that there's a blue wave building. I think it's going to be huge. The sad part is that it's going to take a year and a half to get there. But anyway, and J.D. Vance is all upset. He's very, very upset with Democrats because they put a taco truck outside the Republican headquarters on Capitol Hill yesterday, and it said on the taco truck, it said tacos, Trump always chickens out. But it was an actual Trump or an actual taco truck that they had, just painted those words onto. So, just kind of wild stuff, right? Just kind of wild stuff. A sweeping new ICE operation shows how Trump's focus on immigration is reshaping federal law enforcement. That's the headline over at NBC News. It's about how Stephen Miller is threatening to fire leaders of field offices for ICE and Customs and Border Patrol around the country, or I guess ICE. He says he's going to fire the leaders of the bottom 10% of the offices if they don't start arresting 3,000 people a day. In order to do that, they've got to start arresting people who don't represent any threat, people who've been in the United States for decades, people who are in the process of trying to become U.S. citizens, people who are here legally, people who are here with the permission of our government, people who have green cards, people who have temporary protected status. He just pulled that from 500,000 people, and the Supreme Court backed him up on it. So now they've got this thing. It's called Operation At Large. It includes more than 5,000 personnel from across multiple federal law enforcement agencies and 21,000 National Guard officers, 3,000 ICE agents, 1,800 people from Homeland Security Investigations, 2,000 from the FBI, the U.S. Marshals Service and the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, 500 employees from Customs and Border Protection, 250 IRS agents are being taken off the job of auditing billionaires and put on the job of finding Jose. Right. Find that poor guy standing out in front of, Home Depot looking for work. The Department of Homeland Security has also requested the use of 21,000 National Guard members. I mean, they're just getting hysterical about this. And I think, frankly, that actually they like what's going on. The Trump and Miller. I think that they're misreading the American public. But I could be wrong, and that's the thing that concerns me, and that was the op-ed that I wrote today about how we get used to these things and we normalize them. You've got situations now where, when this young woman at Tufts University was arrested and sent to prison in Louisiana for writing an anti-Netanyahu op-ed in her school newspaper, when the young man from Columbia University was arrested, and, you know, there were big protests to let these people out. But they were just the tip of the iceberg. There's a whole bunch of other people who have been arrested as well, and nobody is protesting them. It's like, you know, we're getting used to this stuff. So on the one hand, it looks like a lot of Americans are just absolutely disgusted by this. There's a whole, volleyball team in New Jersey that is speaking out. It's on NBC or on CNN right now, speaking out about, you know, their teammate who's been snatched by ICE. So we've got these kind of, you know, occasional high profile instances. But at the same time, they're continuing to do this stuff. And this is what Milton Mayer and several other, you know, people who really looked into what happened in Germany in the 30s and 40s are warning us about, is that if we don't stop them, and we really have no means to stop them right now, but if we don't succeed in stopping them, then we get used to it. And it just gets worse and worse and worse, and each new horrible stage becomes the new normal. And I think that that's really where we're at. The ICE just sent out emails by two top ICE officials on Saturday, based on pressure that they're getting from Kristi Noem and Stephen Miller, demanding that at least 3,000 people a day be arrested. Meanwhile, FEMA didn't get the memo. Travis Getty's writing about this over on Raw's story. This is incredible. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who used to work for Donald Trump, right? Her father helped get him elected. She's the governor of Arkansas, and she is now, she had to beg Trump to give her a disaster declaration to help put the state back together after this horrible series of tornadoes that they had. It killed more than 40 people. And finally, on May 8th, several weeks after this happened, Trump said, okay, cool. It took them it took another 5 days for FEMA to acknowledge the presidential order. A longtime FEMA official said that 5-day lag is unheard of. Might have something to do with the fact that the acting FEMA administrator, David Richardson, is a martial arts instructor. He has no prior experience at all managing natural disasters. He's never run a federal agency. Like I said, he's a martial arts instructor.
He's a man's man. That's what they want.
In this Monday meeting where he said he didn't know that there was a hurricane season, he's now trying to clean that up, saying, oh, well, I was just joking. Yeah, right. It's pathetic if it was a joke. And then Kristi Noem telling lawmakers last month that there was, quote, no formalized final plan, end quote, for disaster response during the summer's hurricane season. And so now the DHS, Kristi Noem's agency, says that, told CNN that their plan is to, quote, empower states to further lead their own disaster response. Billionaires don't want to pay for disaster relief, particularly disasters that they caused with their fossil fuels. And so it's going to fall to the states. And good luck with that. Meanwhile, Bob Kennedy is just creating chaos over at the CDC. You know, a couple of days ago, it was reported that Kennedy had gone on social media and said, we're no longer recommending that pregnant women and children get the COVID vaccine. In fact, we're no longer recommending that anybody under 65 get the COVID vaccine unless you're immune compromised or sick. Turns out that there's a process for coming up with these determinations that involves, you know, an agency within the CDC, the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP. And they were never involved in this conversation. They had no idea it was coming. The CDC had no idea that Bob was going to say this. They were completely blindsided. It completely contradicts what the science says. The science says that you should at least get a booster every year. And if you're over 65, or if you're immunocompromised, or if you have conditions like severe asthma or other things that might make COVID particularly dangerous for you or deadly for you, you should get it every 6 months. But, you know, Bob doesn't like vaccines. And the people around him, you know, Jay Bhattacharya, the guy who's now running the FDA, he was the lead author of the great Barrington Proclamation, which said that we shouldn't, that the solution to COVID was herd immunity. Just infect as many people as possible, which is nuts. I mean, you know, it's one of the, we sort of did that, and it's one of the reasons why we had one of the highest COVID death rates, in fact, the highest COVID death rate in the developed world. The only country that had a higher per capita COVID death rate than us was Peru. And that's because the corrupt president of Peru claimed COVID didn't exist. He did not want his country to go into lockdown or anything close to it because he didn't want the economy to be hurt. So this is from this piece over at weaponizedspaces.substack.com by Carolyn Orr Bueno. And Carolyn writes, it wasn't until 5 hours after the social media post went up that Kennedy sent out a one-page secretarial directive to agency employees. But that did little to clear up the confusion. Instead, it appears to have actually made things worse, as details contained in the written directive didn't line up with what Kennedy said in the video, and even contradicted other information in the same document. This is crazy. And then, you know, she points out that throughout history, science has consistently been one of the first things that authoritarians go after. Scientific inquiry is all about being skeptical. And authoritarians cannot tolerate skepticism. I mean, this is their thing. Do not tolerate skepticism. If we say it, it's true. Independent thought, evidence-based policymaking, all these things are anathema. You know, she notes the Nazi Party's rejection of theoretical physics, right? They referred to it as Jewish physics. Stalin promoted Lysenkoism over genetics. The dismissal of science by authoritarian figures is just famous. 1,500 scientists were expelled from Germany during Hitler's rise to power. 15 of them went on to win Nobel Prizes. They came over here and built our rockets, and they built the atomic bomb. One of them won the Nobel Prize for co-developing penicillin. They revolutionized the field of nuclear physics. And we're now, with people like Bob Kennedy running, you know, one of our science agencies, we're just, you know, radically trashing everywhere science. It's just crazy. I have a little more to that story, and I've got just a shocking, geeky science. Half the tree of life is disappearing. I'll tell you about it on the other side of the break. It's 17 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned. This is the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your news, your calls, and the news of the day. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls and more of the news of the day in just a moment.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our Windsurfing Regatta and Music Festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is Pollinator Month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The Ecosystem Mission Area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards the power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but for everyone. And the Supreme Court? They're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 to support their work. Because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply.
No breaking news, no marching boots, just a line buried in a world. Three branches turned to tinder, and the match was struck with stealth, while billionaires bought silence and democracy was shelved. This is the final checkmate. The king stands all alone. months left, just marble turned to stone. They sold the soul of justice for a tax cut and a throne. This is the final checkmate, and the tyrant's taken home. The judges cry contempt, but the gavel hits the air.
24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So NBC 6, TV's channel, NBC Channel 6 in South Florida, has a meteorologist. His name is John Morales. And he went off on a report. He talked about how in 2019 they had Hurricane Dorian down there. And he said, you know, this was 6 years ago. He said, I've covered weather for 34 years in South Florida. He said, confidently, I went on TV and I told you, it's going to turn. You don't have to worry. It's going to turn. And here I am to tell you that I'm not sure I can tell you that this year. In other words, back in 2019, he was able to warn people in South Florida, looks like that hurricane is coming right towards us, but don't worry, it's not going to hit us. And he was right. And he was right because the National Weather Service was right. Now, yeah, I try to walk into work on days when, you know, the weather is reasonable. And this morning I was planning on walking into work, and because the weather forecast said it was going to be a nice sunny day. And you look outside and it's raining. Now, you know, it rains a lot here in Portland. But the weather forecasts, you know, I don't recall a weather forecast being wrong in a long, long time. But it was just a couple of weeks ago that they stopped putting up all the weather balloons. They cut back on the number of weather balloons. They have cut back on the staff at the National Weather Service. And now what do we have? Weather forecasts we can't trust anymore. And this was the essence of his, he said, the cuts, the gutting, the sledgehammer attack on science in general. I could talk about that for a long, long time and how it's affecting the U.S. leadership in science over many years. Now we're losing that leadership. And this is a multi-generational impact on science and this country. He goes on to say that the Central and South Florida National Weather Service is now 39% understaffed. There's been a 17% reduction in weather balloon launches. And it's, quote, ultimately degraded forecast accuracy. So there are more than 200 figures within the weather broadcasting industry came together. And I'm amazed that I didn't even hear about this. They did a 100-hour live stream as a protest. 200 meteorologists, people in the weather industry all across the nation. For 3 days, they were doing a live stream complaining about the policies of the Trump administration and Musk and Doge gutting the National Weather Service. This was from May 28th to June 1st. I mean, it was just, what, a week ago? And, you know, calling out these budget cuts. It's incredible. It's just incredible. Half the tree of life, ecologists are in horror. I'll tell you about that after the break. I'll pick up your calls. It's 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be back in just a few minutes with more of the news of the day and your calls.
Not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-45.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Cynthia Eifert, retired career Foreign Service officer. We talk about the higher obligations of public servants and why what Trump is doing falls so far short.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has reported over 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested during the spring hunting season. According to preliminary data from the agency, the statewide hunter success rate was about 22%, with nearly 230,000 turkey authorizations sold. The mark also represents the fifth time the state crossed the 50,000 turkey mark since the agency began managing the hunt in 1983, and officials expect it to be one of the highest spring turkey harvests of any state in the country. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced the launch of a free online database of public government documents in an effort to promote transparency. According to a press release on Monday, the goal of the database is to give residents all the information they need to stay up to date and hold the government accountable. The public documents include things like executive orders, pardons, and a variety of other official public records. They will also be able to order certified copies of the documents for a fee directly from the website. A Hayward man has been charged after a traffic stop allegedly led to the recovery of nearly 500 grams of methamphetamine. According to court documents, 44-year-old Jeffrey Snyder was charged in Barron County Circuit Court with felony possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine and four misdemeanors. Authorities say a Flock camera flagged Snyder's car before they initiated a traffic stop last week, and a K-9 unit alerted them to the potential presence of narcotics. He's facing up to 40 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. An Ashland man has been convicted on charges of distributing methamphetamine and THC to minors in early May. 24-year-old Darren Katona is currently incarcerated on separate drug-related charges and was sentenced to an additional 30 months in prison on the new charges. He also has a pending criminal case in Bayfield County in which he's accused of possession with intent to deliver fentanyl and methamphetamine, as well as bail jumping. The minors in the most recent Ashland County court conviction were under 14 years old. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are going to have a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke in the air into this afternoon, but it's actually going to get better here later today and into later this week. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 52 tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve-out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
President Trump is unhappy with the organization that helped him pick his Supreme Court justices. Jim Santel will be here to break that down. We'll lighten it up in hour number two with some weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one little bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by this stuff. She loves it. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion. And minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/THOM, Vibrance.com/Tom for 37% off.
Taught it how to mimic voices and how to lie and how to creep. Now it's whispering in the wires, writing stories that ain't true. The truth is dying slowly in the coming AI code. Once we had a ballot box, now it's just a game of smoke. Deepfakes in the living room, your grandma's feet's gone broke. Training bots to sway your vote and hide what's real from you. Democracy is dangling in the coming AI coup. Oh, say, can you see? Are your eyes deceived? The screen says trust the system, but who programs what you believe? When the gold obeys the tyrant and the facts are false.
Welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour. Half the tree of life. This is just an amazing story by Tess McClure over at The Guardian this week. She starts out the story about Daniel Jansen. He's a bug guy, an entomologist, who was working down in Brazil, as I recall. Costa Rica, the Costa Rican rainforest. Injured himself and ended up just sitting in the forest for weeks as he was healing, watching the bugs. He had this research hut in Guatancaste conservation area, and it was just filled with insects. And now, excuse me, sneezing here. Pardon me. And now here, 30 years later, he's back there. And they note, the hum of wild bees has faded, and leaves that should be chewed to the stem hang whole and unnibbled. It's these glossy, untouched leaves that most spook Jansen. It's like a pristine greenhouse. Basically, the bugs are gone. As are the birds that eat the bugs. And I've been telling you, I'm seeing the same thing here in Portland. We've got a whole hillside of wildflowers that I walk by every day. I mean, just thousands of bright yellow wildflowers. And 15, 20 years ago, it would have been, you would have been able to hear it. If you just walked by and closed your eyes, you would have been able to hear all the bees and the flies and all the flying insects, that were pollinating and, looking for food, looking for nectar and pollen. And now, yesterday I was walking home and stood by one of these, by this field, and for the better part of 2 or 3 minutes, I saw one bee, and it wasn't even a honeybee. It was, one of these bees that live under the, a bumblebee. So this is just wild. So now they're looking around the world, and the statistics they're coming up with. He says we're talking about nearly half the tree of life disappearing in one human lifetime. Half. Scientists in the U.S., Brazil, Ecuador, and Panama are now reporting catastrophic declines of birds in untouched regions. It was just, cities and agricultural areas. Now even the wildlife sanctuaries are gone. In 2019, they know, well, here it is. In Panama, scientists comparing current bird numbers with the 1970s found 70% of species had declined. 88% have lost more than half of their total population. In 2019, researchers found that almost a third of U.S. birds, almost 3 billion, have disappeared from the sky since the 1970s. Those birds that ate insects as their main food have declined by 2.9 billion. So almost the entire decline is insect-eating birds. The U.S. also found a decline in three-quarters of nearly 500 bird species studied, with the steepest downward trend in stronghold areas where they once thrived. And then they note the killer, the cause that's actually pulling the trigger, is actually water, says Wagner, one of these scientists. He says, for insects, staying hydrated is a unique physiological challenge. Rather than lungs, their bodies are riddled with holes called spiracles that carry oxygen directly into tissue. And they're all surface areas, said Wagner. Insects can't hold water. Even a brief drought lasting just a few days can wipe out millions of humidity-dependent insects. So here we are. It's global warming, and it's killing our insects. Pardon me. We thought it was just, you know, the pesticides. It's everything. So what's on your mind? Linda in Bel Air, Maryland. Hey, Linda, what's up? What's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. It's good to talk with you.
Thank you.
My reason for calling is I wanted to just make a comment. And basically, I think the Chinese leadership may be inadvertently helping the American people, specifically by not talking to Trump about these tariffs, by holding on to the American debt, by holding on to the rare minerals that create these chips. And that's historic.
Yeah, this is the problem that Trump is encountering, is that Xi is not taking his calls. Apparently, the Trump administration is desperately trying to get Chinese President Xi to come in and do something. And this morning, Trump was going off about how Xi is going to help us negotiate with Iran. Right. If you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you. China is now arguably the most powerful country in the world, and Xi knows it.
Yeah.
And they're building a half a dozen ships every year. We haven't built a ship in 30 years. They're building submarines. They're building airplanes that are every bit as capable as our stealth bombers. They're building nuclear weapons. They've got tens of thousands of miles of 300-mile-an-hour high-speed rail. They just hit a world speed record over 600 miles an hour, almost the speed of sound on a railway. I mean, it's just wild what's going on. So, yeah. And
so from there...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Tom. From there, I wanted to move to cryptocurrency.
Uh-huh.
For those who don't know, cryptocurrency is digital. It's not tangible. And basically, it's when they talk about mining, they're talking about data mining for cryptocurrency. The Chinese have built a computer, have manufactured a computer that's called that is a supercomputer. Basically, it can do very deep dives into like decrypting the kryptonized currency. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, there's two things that have data scientists really freaked out about quantum computing, these supercomputers that can go literally a billion times and a trillion times faster than modern day computers. And the first is that they are so fast and so sophisticated that they can use brute force decryption, where they can crack passwords and things like that that normally would take, you know, days. They can do it in seconds. And so when these computers come online in a big way, and you're right, China is developing them very aggressively, when they come online in a big way, everything on the internet will become insecure, number one. And number two, the whole cryptocurrency thing, the way that you create a coin, a piece of cryptocurrency, is by performing a series of math calculations, very complex math calculations. And once you've solved the math calculation, that now you've got the coin, right? And again, these computers will be able to solve those math calculations with a fraction of the energy and time that it's taking right now, which is going to be the equivalent, I think, of like the Dutch tulip bulb mania in the 1700s, the 1720s, when you had a relatively bad year and very few tulip bulbs, and the price went right through the sky, The next year, everybody was planting them, and suddenly there was a glut of them, and people lost their fortunes, they lost their homes. It wiped out the Dutch economy for a couple of years. I think that Bitcoin is going to do the same thing, in my opinion.
So the value of the crypto, as you said, is the encryption. And the supercomputer can, as you said, decrypt crypto. So that at some point, the crypto and currency will basically be worthless.
That's my opinion.
And at this point, yeah, I agree. And at this point, Trump is trying to get the American people or get the Treasury to buy crypto and have it as a part of our currency
to buy his crypto. Yeah, his sons are running a mining operation, and he just rolled out another crypto company yesterday. Trump, you know, understands how to run a grift. You know, he's been doing it for years. He's letting people launder money with his real estate. Now he's doing it with cryptocurrency, it's like with his meme coin. He had 28, 38 people made money on this, over 100,000 lost money. That's how Trump does things. Linda, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a minute. 45 minutes past the hour. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to CBD for their relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies, by the way. They really work. And with over 2 million satisfied customers, a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and just use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com, promo code Tom. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Important.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you have a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If the answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of the Triple Lock, $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. And by the way, there's this is just a quick story. I found this on Blue Sky. Strictly Christo posting this, and it's a video clip of a news report from a station in Tucson, Arizona. And what's happening is ICE agents are pretending to be from Tucson Power so that they can get inside the house and see if there's any illegal immigrants there. Here we go.
It started when they asked her questions while watering her yard, saying they were with Tucson Electric Power. She says that's when they started walking toward her neighbor's home.
So the young boy, which is a stepson, allowed them to come in, thinking they're from Tucson Electric Power.
And you're lying. You are not in a uniform.
But she quickly confronted the impersonators. Spokesperson with Tucson Electric Power told me their vehicles are always marked and they always identify themselves, which...
Yeah, which then it goes on from there. But, you know, ICE agents are now pretending, they're showing up out of uniform, pretending to be utility workers. Wow. All right, what's on your mind today? Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I need a little few minutes for Public Service Commission.
Go for it.
Public service announcement, I guess you could say. There's going to be a lawsuit against Alabama Power for price gouging. But 30 years ago, we had them get us to agree to pay a little over 1% to replace poles and wires after storms. Mm-hmm. But when they went through this conversion from coal to natural gas, they started charging us $7 a month to pay for all of it, including the loan, the interest, and the lawyers. Mm-hmm. Then they came back and they're charging us $10 a month for the high cost of natural gas, since that's what they converted to. They've also... The first year, 3% for cleaning up coal ash ponds. The next 2 years, 2% each. Last year, they didn't tell us. This year, they didn't tell us how much it is. They haul the coal ash down to an open pit, unlined, next to Mobile, which is causing a groundwater problem into the water table. And now they bought this other plant somewhere on the west side of 65 for $745 million, and they gave us another 5% increase to pay for modernizing, repairing, and bringing it up to date. And then they said they will sell it afterwards. Okay. After this announcement, the president of the Alabama Power Commission resigned. Alabama Public Service Commission resigned. She was elected in November for a six-year term. And now she's going to be the rural director for the Department of Agriculture. Our governor said she's going to appoint someone instead of giving us an election to replace this person. And everybody in Alabama needs to call their state representative, their state senator, and the governor's office, email them, and tell them we have a right to have an election to elect somebody.
Mm-hmm. And so the Public Service Commissioner, the Public Utilities Commissioner?
It's Alabama Public Service Commission. Mm-hmm. Handles power, gas, communications, and if you want a license to drive a Lyft, a Uber, a bread truck, a beer truck, a hearse, a log truck, you have to go through them.
Okay.
And they have recently gotten control of all sewer lines along highways, and now they're getting into water plants and sewer treatment plants. Mm. And this is a very powerful organization. There are three people on the board, and this is the president that has just resigned. And she's been there 15 years, and this would have given her another six-year term. And, you know, she was elected in November, and now she's gone. And so they want to appoint a young woman named Caroline Dodson from lower South Alabama, who ran as a Republican candidate for District 2, and we managed to get our Democratic candidate elected. But this, you know, denying us the right to have an election here in Alabama because, you know, she resigned, like I said, 2 days after the announcement of the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what's going on or if there's actually any smoke with a fire under it. But Alabama people need to understand that if you don't speak up and complain about being denied the right to have an election, this sets a precedent that they can do it again.
Yeah. Well, on top of that, it sounds like they haven't been doing a good job of defending you as a consumer.
No, they have not. You know, and I had roof work done last month and more vents put on, and I dropped my power bill to $68 for the month, which, you know, my neighbor's paying over $200.
Wow.
Yeah, but my chiropractor said his house, it's a huge house, was $800 for the winter, and now he's down to $400 for the summer. I live downstream of 10 locks and dams. This conversion from coal to natural gas, the rivers are full. They had to open the gates and warned of flooding. It has rained here worse than it has.
So they could have been generating electricity. Norma, I'm out of time. I'm sorry, but thank you for the call and good luck with your PSA there and getting people in Alabama fired up. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're in. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or...
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
Pat, I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time. Weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The suspect charged in the Boulder firebombing attack at a Jewish rally is due back in court tomorrow to face more charges. Authorities say more victims came forward. The total number of those injured now stands at 15. Mohammed Solomon's family has also been taken into custody. ABC's Alex Stone has the latest.
They're likely going to be deported. We don't know, to Egypt, where he had lived for 17 years, or to Egypt, where he was born, and some family members may have been born as well. So where they will go, we don't know. The White House had tweeted out last night, or on X, they had said that the family members might have been deported as quickly as last night. We understand that has not happened. It's going through the process, but that they will be leaving the U.S.
After President Trump hiked tariffs from 25% to 50% on aluminum and steel imports today, the European Union, one of the countries vowing to take countermeasures. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. This is ABC News.